Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 351 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to break down some college football news. Tis the season, everybody. We are going to have an in-depth discussion about jeans and our feelings about jeans right now. It's complicated. We're going to talk about moving Alex back to college. It has been actually the most fun. So, thank you so much for being here. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is all about the Barbie movie. We both loved it. And coming up next week, we have our live Q&A that's for our $8 subscribers. So we would love to see y'all there. Also, our Amazon shop, always available, so that you can see some of the things that we love and love to use. And that's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 351. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, y'all, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We feel like we still have our sleepy voices today.
Yeah, when we do the morning recording, and let me preface that morning is 11 a.m. currently.
I slept a little late today. I slept till 9:30, which I never do.
No, that's unprecedented.
I woke up like, where am I? What's happened? What's going on? But I jacked up my sleep last night a couple of different times in a couple of different ways. And so I always hear my mama's voice when I do something like that, because she would say, well, you needed it. You just needed it. And so I'm going to own that. I'm going to say for some reason I needed it. And I slept till 9:30.
Well, and that was so unlike you when you said, hey, I skipped Pilates and I slept in. I was like, is she sick? What is going on? Because you never do that.
I know. And you know what would have been my first day back to school with kids if I were still in school. And maybe subconsciously I was like, I don't have to get up. I'm not getting up.
That's right. Your body knew.
Yeah. I always think about that, because that was always, as you know, during my prime time Jackie Gordon summers, that was always such a deal to get back into the routine of a school schedule. So I do feel a little rebellious now when I don't have to do that. But
Listen, all of our schools around here started on Monday. And I'm going to tell you that Sunday night, Perry and I were sitting there. He said, how glad are we that we aren't having to worry about packing somebody's lunch and getting somebody to school? And I said, I can't even tell you. That first week of trying to get back in the grind and the lunches and the schedules and the practices and the whole. We went to dinner last night, and we were driving to dinner because we had 6 o'clock reservations. That's where we are now, you know? And we're driving to our dinner at 6 o'clock. And he was like, yeah. And we kind of started talking about it again. And he said, I can't imagine the restaurant's going to be crowded because it's a Monday night. And I said, yeah. And it's a school night. And so he said, if Caroline were home, she'd be about to leave for club soccer. And I said, oh no. In 2 hours, she'd be about to leave for club soccer, because she didn't go till 8:30. I mean, I'm like, how did we live that way?
Seriously. I think about, I would get up, I would go to school and get Alex to school. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we would have football practice in the afternoons, and then you would have to pick them up. And then, then you got to eat something. Like, it's just your days are completely different. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. It's mind blowing when you look back on it about everything that you would pack into the day. Yeah. And then when you contrast that, maybe against today where I slept until 9:30 and my big goal for the afternoon is I need to take a shower.
Yeah, I know. That's me. Well, I'm going to take a shower after this because I have a hair appointment at 1 and I'm getting my hair colored, but I have decided that I think my color adheres better if I wash my hair with my detox shampoo before I go. Okay. Because it strips, I feel like it gets all the product and everything out of it. So it's just pure hair. I don't know if that's true or not, but somewhere in my brain, I've decided that that is true. So I'm going to shower and wash my hair with my detox shampoo and then go get my hair colored. But I had a cousin on Monday, I woke up early and it was my birthday and so many people had texted me
on my birthday.
How many people got in touch with me? But like kind of my normal people, like Retha had texted, Gully had texted, like different people. And I started answering people back at like 8:15 in the morning. And I had that same thing where everybody's response to me is, why are you awake? Like it was like,
I told Melanie yesterday, I got on Instagram and she had posted some stuff already. When I checked Instagram the first time yesterday, and I was like, what is happening? Because I mean, I try not to text you before 9 because I feel like it. I know you've got your phone set to do not disturb and all that kind of stuff. I just don't want to interrupt anything.
Well,
but I know, but you know, it's just, I know. Habits.
Yes.
So anyway, but yeah, you were up and at 'em early yesterday.
Yeah.
You had a full birthday day.
A full day. Well, and the truth was, is that the sweet lady that cleans our house was able to come yesterday. And I was like, you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it to get up early on my birthday to have a clean house that I didn't have to clean. And so, 100%. Anyway, so that's what motivates me. Apparently that's my motivating factor to get up. So
well, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, Alex moved back to college.
Okay.
He started to move back let me back up. So Jackson, his roommate, he and his parents drove in Saturday night from Texas. Mm-hmm. And so Jackson had a move-in time that was Sunday, I think like at 1 or something. I don't know. So we kind of worked it out. And this is the good part about 1 sophomore year and 2 a college that's, you know, 10 minutes down the road. Mm-hmm. But so we kind of figured out that David could go with him on Sunday and they could take the rugs and the new television and the chest that the TV was going to go on. They could take all that stuff and get that kind of set up. And then we would go back yesterday and I would go to do stuff like curtains and Alex's bed and all that.
Okay.
Because me and Jackson stayed here Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So we kind of did it in shifts, which worked out great.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, like y'all, we get the extreme heat advisory every day. And as I saw somebody say on TikTok last night, we get it. Like we're all good. We get that it's, you know, it's hot and it's dangerous outside.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we took yesterday, Alex had said, I want to go about 9:30 and, you know, take the rest of the stuff. And so I was ready at 9:30 yesterday morning. But I'm going to tell you, there were 2 college boys in this house who were not yet awake.
Oh,
so,
no.
I mean, talk about having to adjust to a whole new schedule. So finally, I think we left here about 11:15 and met Jackson's parents at their dorm, I really love their whole dorm setup for this year because they're in a smaller dorm that's in a different part of campus, but that's super convenient for the building that they use most of the time. But they have like they have a living room and they have a little kitchenette, but then they have 2 bedrooms and each one of those bedrooms has a bathroom. And then across the hall, they have like washer, dryer, and a full kitchen. So it's a nice,
that's nice.
Yeah, it really is. So we did all that. And then they ended up coming back over here last night and I made spaghetti, which is not my favorite food, but is very popular with Alex and Jackson and David. They all love it. I did make some really good garlic bread and I made a salad that felt like one of the salads of my life because I just took whatever I had kind of and put it. It was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, they hung out for a while last night. That was so much fun. And then we're going to take them to dinner tonight. And that is when Alex says we will all say our formal goodbyes.
Yes.
For the sophomore year of college.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anyway, so but it was so fun to just, I don't know. I told Steph and Casey yesterday, this is what feels normal to me. Like at this point, for Jackson to be back in town and then like just to hear them talk about so-and-so's back and so-and-so got back and so-and-so, you know, moved in yesterday and like all their buddies are back in town. And I think especially with Alex's personality, that kind of stuff lights him up.
Yeah.
And so I felt like yesterday he was officially back in college mode and I love to see it. So When every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted. Stamps.com gets it because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money. So you can focus on your business knowing Stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates.
Stamps.com is a stress-free solution. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart.
Set up your business for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
I've been watching, so Gully had to move, so her oldest Jackson has had an internship in Austin, but she had to go drive and move him back to College Station on Sunday. Then she's moving Will, her youngest, in later this week, and all the moving. And I'm going to tell you, it's still like the surface of the sun here.
Oh gosh.
Except hotter. And I have thought about Caroline not moving this year because she's staying in the same place. And like, I want to be like, I will write you a check for however many American dollars you will just stay in that house until you graduate from college.
Right.
Like, to not have to think about going and moving her in August in the heat ever feels like the best thing to me. I'm like, if you can't even get a third roommate, because one of her roommates this year is going to graduate, but I'm like, if you can't even fill that bedroom, it'd be worth paying that extra rent for that empty room to not have to move you. Golly. I mean, just moving in this heat is something. So,
well, and I thought yesterday, even like when we first went into the dorm yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cool in here. And we went into their suite or whatever you call it. I was like, it's so cool in here. But as soon as you start going back and forth, it's miserable. So anyway, and I will also say that the curtains I hung in Alex and Jackson's bedroom fell yesterday, apparently.
Okay.
So they said they could fix them. So we'll see how that turns out. But I know you had a similar experience last year with some curtains that were stubborn about staying up.
Mm-hmm. Listen, when Perry and I were in College Station like 2 weeks ago for her birthday, Perry looked and he said, have your dining room curtains always looked like that? Because they just kind of hang down at an angle. And she was like, yep, that's how they look. And I said, that's the best we could do. That's the best we could do. Mm-hmm. And they're there. And so I can't, if we touch them, everybody's afraid to touch them. And I don't know why, because they don't look good to begin with. So who cares if they fall? But I'm like, they're never going back up. Like, so I know.
So you've had a birthday.
I had a birthday.
What else is going on with y'all?
Caroline was at Impact Camp all last week. So she was a co-chair for Impact, which is like the Christian version of Fish Camp. She was a co-chair last year. And so she had her session last week. And so she was doing that, which, I was excited to see, but she came back. She had a great time. It's amazing. Like, I continue to look at what Impact does and the start that it gives these kids. And I'm like, man, I mean, the work that, because now seeing it from her side as a co-chair, where she had to read all the applications and pick her counselors and plan the camp and do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And when you see them come out of the other side of that, you're like, this is amazing. Like, what an incredible thing. And so it just made me super proud and happy to see her. But, you know, the competitor in her, they do a camp comp the whole time where you have all these different, like, you know, games that you play and tug of war and the whole thing. And I'm going to tell you that on Instagram, I saw some pictures of my child's face and I'm like,
did she beat all those other girls?
She beat all those. I told Perry, I said, look at that competitor. I said, she isn't even playing.
That's right.
And she said, I laughed because this was her third year, because she went her first year as a camper, her second year as a counselor, this year as a co-chair, but her team won the camp comp, the whole camp comp. And she said, Mom, she said it was out of control. She said, like, I really thought somebody was going to throw a chair through the window when they announced our name. And I was like, were you going to throw a chair through a window? She said, but she goes, I told those guys, she said, we were playing tug of war. And she said, and I said, you are going to need to be in this for the long haul. I need you to use your legs. I need you to use your core. I need you to play the long game. Like, she was like, I was quoting David Goggins. She said, I was in it. Like, and so we laughed so hard about her intensity about, and she had laughed because I said, well, because her first year as a camper at Impact, she came home and she said, it was fun. She goes, I kind of got tired of them reminding us that we needed to be a good sport about everything. Like needed to whatever. She goes, but they'll disqualify you if you talk trash. She said, so then I had to talk to my team about, okay, we are going to win, but we are going to win with love and we're going to be good sports because otherwise we're going to get disqualified. But listen, they did it. So she had fun. She's done with that. And so now she's back at her job and then she starts school on Monday. So I feel like the college kids and watching, you know, listen, I've been watching the Rush Talk and the Dorms it's a lot out there. We're back.
There's a lot out there. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. The Rush Talk, I mentioned, I think, last week about how I was getting a lot of coverage. I was getting a lot of different schools. Mm-hmm. It's probably in this past week, it's been more Alabama and more Auburn.
Yeah.
But Alabama Rush is they're still in the thick of it. Like, they haven't had bid day yet. Auburn has.
Okay.
But I think Alabama bid day is this weekend. So we've still got a good little ways to go with all that. But I feel like there have been a bunch of dorm room reveals this year.
Yeah.
And so whoever has designed, well, there are two areas of home decor that are killing it. One is whoever's doing the neon signs. I mean, it's been a great year again for them. And then there's some kind of artwork that has a series of, like, almost they look like spray painted hearts on them. And I've seen that particular piece of artwork no fewer than 104 times on TikTok. So well done to those people for, you know, coming up with something that appeals to the college girls so much. What's going on with the dogs? What do we have? What's happening?
We have a FedEx delivery happening.
I'll tell you, Hazel can hear the FedEx truck. I mean, it's like she's got a special Spidey sense that is just for that. It's just for FedEx. It's not for UPS, but she will start barking the first hint she gets of it coming down the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's what was happening, but he's now driven away and we are safe. So everything is okay here. So,
I will say the other day, and I was not there, but when David went to set up the television and all that in the dorm room, I had asked Alex ahead of time. I was like, listen, is there anything you want me to get for y'all's, like, for the walls? Any kind of, like, any decorative element? And he was like, Soph, no. No, we're good. You know, they have their fraternity flag. They have, Alex has a piece of an old Chick-fil-A drive-through, like,
nice.
The thing you would see if you pulled up to the drive-through. He's got an old breakfast menu that he wanted to go on the wall. That's you do. Jackson had some kind of road sign anyway. And I was like, well, I mean, do you need a floor lamp? Just, you know, and they were like, no, we're good. They just didn't want anything. Anyway, one of their suite mates, their mom was there when David was setting up the TV. And I think she had some of the same questions, like, you know, do y'all need anything? Anyway, she went out to lunch and came back and Jackson told us at supper that night, he was like, and she brought like some decorate plants back with her. He kind of looked and he was like, you know, the plants are not like real plants, but like you decorate with them. And his mom was like, Jackson, are you mean like just like fake plants? And he was like, yeah, she brought back like some tiny little fake plants and put them on our table. And so I just, you know, don't we all feel great that they have fraternity flag, they have a road sign, and they have some decorate plants on their
plants.
They're all set. It's the plants you decorate with.
Mm-hmm. So. I feel like decorate plants are a cousin of stump pillows. You know what I mean? Remember?
Yes. Yes. Jimmy Shannon and the stump pillows. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. So feels right. Waking up feeling refreshed and being a parent to young children don't usually go hand in hand, but with the Hatch Rest, restful nights for the entire family can be your new reality. The Hatch Rest is an innovative all-in-one sleep device designed just for kids. It's both a sound machine and a nightlight that grows with your children. During the newborn stage, Hatch helps make for a soothing and comfortable sleep environment with continuous sounds like white noise, wind, rain, and lullabies. And then as your child grows, Hatch allows toddlers and big kids to build sleep independence with customized color and sound cues. The time for bed pairing alerts them it's time to wind down for the night, and in the morning, their special time to rise signal helps to teach them when it's okay to get out of bed for the day, keeping those early risers in bed longer. I can only wish that this had existed when Caroline Schenkel was a toddler, because she was an early riser and did not like to stay in bed. I so wish we would have had a Hatch. It would have been life-changing. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners up to 15% off your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/bigboob. So if you're ready for improved sleep for your kids and yourself, go to hatch.co/bigboob to get up to 15% off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/bigboob. Okay, now here, let's move on to something that I want to get your unfiltered, well, as much unfiltered as you'll give us. Let's talk about the news and okay. and the fact. For years, what I have mm-hmm. told you is, why wouldn't you watch The Blind Side? Listen. Even as I've understood it, because would I watch a movie like that about the Longhorns? No, I wouldn't. So mm-mm. I get it. But let's talk about that when the news broke yesterday.
Okay. All right.
About, I have never thought this is Sophie's finest day. This is one of Sophie's finest days.
Okay. First of all, I just want to preface this by saying, I don't know the facts in this situation.
Yes.
I've only read the ESPN article and what Michael Orr is saying about his relationship with the family that he says he thought had adopted him, but no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the details, but I'm going to tell you this. I've never gotten one, there's never been one news story that has been sent to me more times than that one. Like,
uh-huh, I bet.
Because, and listen, it came from you, it came from many state friends, but it also came from some of my Ole Miss friends. And what was so interesting was some of my Ole Miss friends were like, I don't doubt this for one second.
Mm.
Now, again, I don't know the whole story and I don't want to disparage anybody, but I'm going to say, did I feel just a tiny bit vindicated with my insistence that I was not going to ever see The Blind Side because I believed it to be Ole Miss propaganda? Yes, yeah. I do. And listen, Gully and I have been texting about it all morning. And she said that she, you know, she feels like it's important when you're in a rivalry, it's important for people to understand what's at stake here.
Right? That's right. That's right.
And so, because she shared with me about how when she was teaching preschool, how she wanted the little children to know what was important about the rivalries. And that's my whole thing. Listen, I love my friends who went to Ole Miss. They uh-huh. love me, but we are in a rivalry,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Our schools historically stand for different things and do not like one another very much.
Yeah.
So all the state people, I mean, all the state people on social media
uh-huh.
who have been like, we have tried to tell y'all
yep.
that something was off here. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. listen, it took a long time to round this particular corner, but
yeah.
here we are. So I'm
yeah.
curious to see what happens next. And again, you don't want anybody to experience heartbreak wherever
no.
there is any kind of division in that family. Certainly you want all that stuff to be reconciled and healed as much as it can be. But I'm just saying, as somebody who said, no, I don't feel the need to mm-hmm. watch that movie, I don't necessarily know if I believe what everybody is saying.
Mm-hmm.
As I told Jamie Golden this morning, August 14th is Melanie's birthday, which was yesterday. And it is mm-hmm. also heretofore going to be a day where I celebrate my own discernment.
Yeah.
Because I just think, okay, let's
yeah.
see how it plays out. But
yeah. Yeah. And I respect it, because here's the thing. There are things that you know about a rival intuitively. It's like me a couple of years from now when I'm going to say, I told y'all we should have never let the Longhorns in the SEC. They ruined it all. They ruined it all. They're rat poison and they ruined it all. Now, listen. Do I love my Longhorn friends? Yes. Do I have
Certainly.
People that went to that school that I love? Yes, 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you that Gully has done a good job with her boys, because on Fashion Friday this past week, when I did all these different game day color things, I did burnt orange because I'm
right.
going to be equal opportunity. I mean, our Longhorn sisters need to look good, and I appreciate that. And her son sent me back a he booed me on social media. That's what I'm telling you.
And to be clear, that's an Aggie boo, which uh-huh. is a different than a regular boo, because it all, of course, has to be coded.
It's a
it
horse to- laugh. We call it a horse laugh, in case you're wondering. And it's just
and
a...
What's this? It tickles me. Because at state, we just say boo.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But y'all got a different thing going.
Uh-huh. We do. And it's a reminder that every year on TxAgs, what's going to happen is at some point when football fails to meet our very lofty expectations, somebody's going to come on TxAgs and remember, Ags, we don't boo. We like, uh-huh. Don't boo. And so, right. It's a thing. It's what we do. So,
first of all, Gully also told me that when she and Will, I think, were discussing all of this stuff mm-hmm. last night, that she gave Will the whole backstory about how I had never seen The Blind Side.
Yes.
And just, I think that you can sort of respect that when it comes to a rivalry, when you see another person be as committed to the rivalry as you are to your particular rivalry. You and I have always kind of had that bond mm-hmm. where we, as much as I like to get after the Rebels, you like to get after the Longhorns. So all that to say, we'll see where it goes. And listen, last night when Alex and Jackson were over here, there was a thing on SEC Network where it was the segments that they filmed with coaches, with Marty and McGee on mm-hmm. SEC Network. Mm-hmm. And last night they featured just the coaches from the West.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Like, we really enjoyed it. And of course, Jackson, having grown up around A&M, he was so excited to see Jimbo. Mm-hmm. And that's the most personable I've ever seen Jimbo Fisher. Listen, he was jacking it up. He was wanting to take the boys hunting. Like, he was real into it.
Okay.
But what Jackson saw in us, and listen, again, I say this in all love because mm-hmm. I don't know these people personally, mm-hmm. But I had a visceral reaction when Hugh Freeze came on that screen.
Because 100%.
Because it's all connected to the Ole Miss part of that. It's mm-hmm. not connected to the Auburn part of that. And I told Jackson, I said, I feel like I need to apologize. Yeah. I feel like what you are witnessing here is me not giving somebody a fair shot because of my baggage, like mm-hmm. my perceived mm-hmm. baggage with that rivalry. So I've got to be responsible, right, for how I handle that.
Yes.
But it was delightful to see all those coaches, and they did a segment where they talked about their favorite Mike Leach memories.
Oh, I love that.
And Nick Saban's he said, listen, you never knew what the guy was going to say. He said, but last year when we were getting ready to play them, he said, we're visiting. And he said, like, this is right before the game. And Mike Leach is like, so who does your financial planning? He said, We're getting ready to play a game. Like, it made me so happy. It made me so happy. And then Zach Arnett told a story about, he said, you think about your coach, like you're getting ready to go out and compete. And he said, and I have a memory of Mike Leach, like has tucked himself in a cubby. Mm-hmm. In the locker room with his earphones in, and he's doing a Spanish lesson like before a game, it just warmed my heart. And so all that to say, it's not great news for our Ole Miss people. It's not great news for the Ole Miss fan base, but and all these things, I think we'll somehow get the whole story, and hopefully all will be well in the end.
Yeah, maybe. I know. That's what you hope. So, but anyway, it was big news yesterday. Of course, I thought about you immediately. And I'm like, listen, y'all, it's just preseason for college football. We're just getting warmed up. Last night we were getting ready to go out to dinner, and I was putting on my eye makeup, and I thought, what did I do before I discovered Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener? It is my favorite product. It's a highlighter stick made to brighten and open up your eyes. It gives you an instant eye lift. You apply it to the inner corner of your eyes, and it makes it look like you've had plenty of sleep. I use the Stella, and it's the champagne shimmer color, which is just the perfect everyday color. I put it on every morning. And then I love that they have these deeper metallic shades that give you an easy smoky eye if you want something a little bit more. It's just a foolproof formula that makes it so easy to put on eyeshadow, which has always been my nemesis. You can blend any of the 13 shades. It has more than 10,000 five-star reviews for a reason. It's just that good. Here's what I love about Thrive Cosmetics. They make high-performance beauty and skincare products with clean, skin-loving ingredients. There are no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. It's certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And Thrive also has a bigger-than-beauty mission. For every product purchase, they donate to help communities thrive and have over 300 giving partners across the country. You've got to try Thrive Cosmetics to see for yourself. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
Also, this morning, so State has had this whole thing. There are people on the message boards who have a love affair with what is called the interlocking MSU. It was our logo on the side of our helmets back in the Cheryl days.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the number of people who have been like, this was our greatest football logo ever. They have a lot of strong feelings. Well, today there was a video that came out on social media where for our homecoming game this year, which is against Kentucky, they're wearing the throwback Cheryl uniforms, the ones that they say Miss State on the front, and then they have the interlocking MSU helmets. And I thought, mm-hmm. well, this is when Mississippi State social media is just, it's going to combust.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much joy about the interlocking logo being on the helmets again. So all that, it has all in its own way made me really excited for the season, because mm-hmm. even last night watching the coaches thing, I was like, these are all familiar faces in the West, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Sam Pittman, who, you know what, we both think is just a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Hugh Freeze, and then Zach Arnett, I know is new in terms of being a head coach, but he's been around as our defensive coordinator, and Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban. You've got a real cast of characters.
Yeah.
And so that makes me happy and excited about what's ahead.
Oh, for sure. Well, and I think the beauty of August is, you know, right now it's everybody's year. You know what I mean? It's everybody's national championship to lose. Now, you know, I personally am not drinking that Kool-Aid.
I know.
I felt like our number 23 ranking feels appropriate. It feels cautiously optimistic-ish.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to that. I still think that the top 10, I don't think anybody pays attention. I think they just rank the same 10 teams every single year.
I saw today, somebody was like, here's how they do the top 25. The number one's going to be your SEC champion.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is going to be your Big Ten champion. And then they had Texas is going to be 7.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss is going to be 25. And you just kind of fill in from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just know there are going to be some teams that they're going to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt. They're going to prop them up. I'm looking at you, Michigan and Ohio State at 2-3. What the heck? We're going to let you start off the season at 2-3. Y'all ain't going to play nobody until you play each other. And then you're going to end up in the national championship where you're going to get destroyed by either Georgia or Alabama, if I had to guess.
Is this your first official side eye of the 2023 season?
It is. It is.
Okay.
100%. Okay. And the amount of people that have sent me, and listen, it's warmed my heart. It's the guy that does the top 10 most obnoxious fan bases in college football, which I'm going to say he's got Texas A&M at 2. And I'm not even mad about it because, we are obnoxious. We are like a cult. We love our school. We'll own it. But number one with Notre Dame, he nails it because y'all aren't part of a conference. Y'all think you're better than anybody. You lose every bowl game you get in and nobody cares. I know y'all want to all go back to Rudy days, but that isn't happening. That ship has sailed. So that's,
nobody's gotten more mileage out of anything than Notre Dame's gotten out of the Rudy days.
Listen,
nobody.
We could only hope Rudy would come out and say, you know what, y'all, I didn't actually play in that game. That'd be the real win.
Oh, gosh.
So
listen, it makes me happy. We're gearing up for it. I'm ready.
Listen, I can't wait. Well, the other thing is I transition into fall is that I did a little, and I think you did too, I did a little closet clean out. I just began
I did.
Just a tentative closet clean out. And I'm going to tell you that, well, number one, I got rid of all my skinny jeans except for one pair because I was like, number one, these are they feel too low rise now, even though they're not really. But I was like, I don't really like these. I kept one pair for the ranch because, you know, when we go to the ranch, I have to tuck my jeans into my boots because it's blah, 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 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I kept one pair, but the rest, I was like, I'm getting rid of these. But I'm going to tell you that then I went shopping and I was trying on these new jean styles.
Yes.
And I like them. Like in theory, I like the wide leg. I kind of like the way that they look. But Gully made a comment that I can't quit thinking of. And she said, it feels like this new high rise, you know, and I know we've been doing this for a while. She goes, but it just feels like it's all making us look like when Pooh Bear wears pants. You know,
I'll tell you something. I have a different analogy, but a similar thought, because I have been trying so hard. And this is one of the perils of being an apple-shaped person, because I really do think like my legs are my legs are like a size smaller than I am in my waist, right? Mm-hmm. And that's in a normal situation. So when you take these wide-legged jeans.
Yes.
And I have to deal with my waist, but then what that does, I hadn't found a pair yet that looks decent on me because then they're so baggy. And I thought the other day, because I was trying some on, and I thought, I feel like that scene in Waiting for Guffman when Corky St. Clair is practicing hip hop in his apartment. And he's also like kind of slumped over and he's dragging his toes as he goes across the living room, like trying to find the hip hop beat. That's exactly how I feel. I feel like Corky St. Clair and Waiting for Guffman because I look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've just got volumes of fabric on the backs of my legs, but like, I feel like everything is skin tight around my stomach. And it's not a great look. I still don't know how I'm going to navigate it. Mm-mm. I still don't know.
No.
I'm just not going to wear a lot of jeans.
Yeah. It's just, I think that's the whole thing. It's like, I like them, but I'm like, I need us to go back to more of a mid-rise. You know, like I don't want low rise, but this whole thing where they come up under your rib cage, I've decided that I think my rib cage sits low anyway. Like, I feel like remember how they talked about how Cher, they said she got like her lower ribs removed so she could... Like, I feel like if I were Cher, that would be something I would need to do, really, because then when I put that high waist and then my ribs are sitting right there on it, and I don't know, it's a lot. And now that Gully has said the Pooh Bear thing, it is that thing where you look straight on in the mirror and you're like, well, these look pretty good. And then you turn to the side and you're like, oh, Pooh Bear.
Yeah, that's it. 100%. I told you, even one day I was trying on a pair in our closet and David was like, oh, what are those? Yeah. I mean, listen, I took them right back to anthropology.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't seem to suss it out. So I don't know how. I think I'm going to have to stick with a straight leg, a flare.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do the wide legged thing. I don't know. My body's not built for it. So, and I feel like because like my legs are the most muscular part of my body. Mm-hmm. And so if anything, if I'm comfortable with any part of my body being like, you know, like at least with skinny jeans, I was like, well, my legs are muscular at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, well, everything's just like covered up in a blanket, it feels like.
I know. Well, because the beauty of skinny jeans, like I told Gully, I was like, I really wish, like, because I think about football season coming up. I said, like, my favorite outfits for game day were when I could do skinny jeans and tall boots and some sort of tunic top. Like,
yes,
it was comfortable. It looked cute. It was the whole thing of you have like the slim legs, everything on top. You're not having to worry about, like, if I bend funny, do I have to wear a belt? What's going to happen here? It was just a better silhouette. And now, like, because with these jeans, and you're like, well, am I supposed to tuck something in? I don't know. Then I have to wear a belt, and then I have to tuck something back in, and I've got to do a half tuck. And I wish we'd go back to skinny jeans and tunics.
So I guess, ironically, have we become skinny jeans apologists?
I mean, I think we are. I mean,
I think we are.
I know, for all those years, but I'm like, I didn't know. And now, because I have a closet full of tall boots, and then I'm like,
What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with the tall boots now? How are you supposed to incorporate that? And are you supposed to start wearing skirts?
Yeah.
I mean, are you supposed to wear knee-length skirts? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
It's a real dilemma.
Well, mm-hmm. And we're still selling the tall boots. So right. But I'm not going to do the college girl, like wear the super tall boots with like a little short mini skirt. You know what I mean? So then what? I don't know. So I'm like, do I do leggings? I mean, everybody says you can still do a skinny jean, but then I'm like, I just don't know if that feels.
I know.
It's problematic is what I'm
telling
you.
It's problematic.
By now, most of you have probably heard me sing the praises of Pros and their truly custom made-to-order hair care. Switching to a custom routine from Pros was one of the best things I've done for my hair, and the results I'm seeing just keep getting better. I had gotten to where I was shedding so much hair every time, thanks to menopause and hormones and all of those things, and Pros is able to develop a formula that helps with that. Pros knows that there's more to you than just your hair type, so they have given over 1 million consultations with an in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. What are things that are affecting your hair right now? What are the biggest problems with your hair? What are your eating habits? What's your damage level? How often do you exercise? And then they analyze these 85 personal factors. They handpick clean, sustainably sourced ingredients that get you closer to your hair goals with every wash. And then they have a review and refine tool. And that lets you tweak your formula for any reason in case you want a different fragrance or you need something different or your hair just starts to change. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Custom made-to-order hair care from Pros has your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/bigboo. That's PROSE.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Okay, well, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites, and ironically, I'm going to talk a lot about pants on five favorites.
Well, it's been a bit of a focus for both of us. It really has.
Well, and I think this is, I feel like I'm at a juncture where denim is just an interesting thing right now. And so right. I'm going to give us some denim-free options.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first is, and I think that I had talked about these, but I need to talk about them again because I'd ordered them in a denim, which I love, but now I've ordered them in a color. But they are the American Eagle Dreamy Drape Stretch Super High-Rise Cargo Wide Leg Pants.
Yes. I also ordered them. And yes, this is a thumbs up for me.
They are so good. Like they come in a denim, which I think are real cute. They're currently on sale. I hope that they still are by the time this comes out for $42. They're $41.96. Mm-hmm. They come in a lot of colors. I would say they're true to size. I got the regular length and I'm about 5'6", and they're perfect. Like I can wear them with sneakers. I don't have to wear a heel. But they're so soft, like, and they call them high rise, but they aren't because they come below your belly button, which I feel
they're not high. They're not. And mm-hmm. I got the regular too. And I also think they're true to size. I got them in black.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm excited about them because they're not so voluminous in the legs.
No. And I think the thing I love about them too, is they're like a cooler option. They're like a lighter weight, like kind of tinsel-y type fabric. So you feel like you can wear them and you won't die of heat in them, but they're right. super comfortable. I feel like you could travel with them. I feel like you could wear an oversized tee with them. They're just a really cute cargo pant, but like super flattering, I feel like.
Yeah. Would be so cute when it gets cooler with a like an oversized cardigan. You could really, mm-hmm. you could do some looks that the younger girls in your life would be comfortable with. Cause you know, they will tell you if you miss the mark, but you could really do some cute looks with these. I feel like once it gets cooler,
they're real cute. So I kind of want to get them in another color, but then I'm like, where do I go? Why do I need them in another color?
I know
so.
You and I, like we get in the fall, all we do is wear leggings mm-hmm. and whatever shirt we've exercised in that day.
I know. So anyway, so that's that. Now for the men in your life, I have been on a search. Perry Schenkel had charged me a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I need some new jeans. I was like, I don't know what to get you because the young guys, I don't know what they're wearing everywhere, but like the young guys, if you go to A&M, are wearing the super faded light wash Wranglers is what they're all wearing right now. That isn't really to me a look that a 50-year-old man needs to be wearing. like, I just, it doesn't translate. You know what I mean? Like, because I think the guys have the same thing we do, where it's like, you don't need to try to look like the 20-year-old college guys, you know?
Right, right. So, or like you're Parker McCollum and you're on tour. You know, like you're...
Yes, that's it.
Thank y'all for coming out tonight. Yeah,
exactly. With your flat-billed hat and your gold chain.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, no offense to our 50-something men, but, you know, they also have their own things. So I had looked for with Perry, because the thing is his legs are fairly thin. And then listen, no offense to our 50-year-old men, but I do think that men tend to lose a lot of their bottom as they age. I don't really understand what happens there.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, and so I was looking for something that was kind of a slimmer fit for him. And I found these. I ordered on my Amazon because he likes the Wrangler stretch fit cargos for work. And so I was like, why don't we try those? Because those really do fit him really nice. So I found these Wrangler. They're the authentic men's slim fit straight jeans.
Okay.
Here's the thing. They're $27.99.
I mean, what a bargain.
What a bargain. Because he doesn't need expensive jeans. He doesn't need them. He would appreciate them. But here's what I love about them. So I pretty much have eliminated. I'm like, here's the thing. I think at your age, we're not going to do denim. Like, we're not doing an actual jean. We're going to do a color. So they come in like a charcoal gray. They come in an olive green. They come in a tan. They're like a good, they have a little bit of stretch to them, but they're pretty lightweight. We've already washed them and dried them, and they shrink up a little bit, but not too much, but they just look really nice. Like, they're just a really good, and he had some pants like this that were much more expensive years ago that eventually just got too old. But these look really similar. They're just a great look. And I think they look really nice on an older man. Anyway,
those are great, and great colors too.
Yeah, they're really good colors. So I feel like we're gonna go with those. And I ordered a couple of the denim ones to try, and I was like, you know what? I just don't really like the denim. And he was like, you know what? I'd rather wear these pants anyway because they're lighter and they feel better on. So I was like, okay, right, done.
Perfect.
Now, the third thing is I did go in Anthropology this week, and I will say that I tried these on and I love them. They're really good. They're the Maeve Collette, which I love that style of pant, but it is their wide leg jean version. They're a little bit cropped, but they fit, they hit at a good place. They're not at a Pooh Bear height. Like, they fit there again, just a little bit below your belly button. And they have the front patch pockets, which I also think really helps with the Pooh Bear effect to have those front patch pockets.
Yes. And these jeans, I don't have these jeans, but I have Collette pants, and they don't have tons of fabric around your behind. There's nothing pleated. Like, so they're fitted up top, which it's helpful the way they're cut.
Yeah, they're really cute. So anyway, if you are looking for jeans, I think they're a great wash. I think they're really good. I think that they are kind of universally flattering. I would also say that they run true to size.
Okay.
While I was in Anthropology, I tried this on a whim, and I bought it on the spot with my 20% off Anthropology birthday coupon, and it is the Anthropology Pointelle Sweater Tee.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. And it's just a great, you know, I mean, this to me is a fall staple, because this is about the only kind of sweater you're going to want to have in the fall in Texas. But it's kind of like a t-shirt, but it's a really good lightweight cottony sweater material. I got it in a medium. I would say if you're in between, I would definitely size up if you want it to fit more like a tee and not super fitted, which I did not. But it's long enough that you can do a little tuck into your pants, or you could wear it out. Like, I tried it on with those, with the Maeve pants, and like, you could wear it out and still see the front patch pockets, but not have to tuck something in, which is a score.
Okay. Very cute.
Yeah. And then the last thing is a product that I found, I think, through Kathleen Jennings Beauty, because that's where I find all my best products. But I've been wearing all summer, I kind of do my Elta Glow MD sunscreen with a couple of drops of Drunk Elephant. And I really like that instead of wearing a real foundation. But sometimes it's just a little too shiny. Like, I need something to knock back the shine just a little bit.
Right.
And so I bought this E.L.F. Halo Glow Setting Powder. And it's so good. It's just like a translucent-ish type powder. It has a little bit of it's not even a shimmer, but it does something where it's not as chalky or as matte as a normal setting powder. But it really does a good job if you have still a little bit of dewiness, but it makes everything stay and not look super shiny. And it's $8. So I'm a big fan, really like it. It's great. It lasts. And so it's a great product.
What color did you get? Do you remember?
Is there a medium?
Yes, there is a medium.
I got the medium. But the medium is pretty, I mean, it's pretty translucent. It does not have a lot of color to it at all.
Okay, this is $8, and I am about to order this right now.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I can't explain it, but it has just a little bit of a, it's a semi-matte is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I like, when you said it's not chalky, that's key, because when powders are too chalky at this stage in my life, they can really settle into some things I would really rather them not settle into around my eyes.
Yep.
So I'm intrigued and I'm going to try it.
Yeah. No, I really like it. I think it's really good. I've used it pretty much every day. Like even when I'm just going out, it just kind of tones everything down. It almost like feels like it blurs everything a little bit. And I'm real into the more we could blur, the better.
Oh, you know? Yes, absolutely. I'll blur all day long. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
All right. Thank you so much. I have in my Amazon cart right now, right before I check out, I have two pairs of those pants, the Wranglers, and I have some powder. I mean, what a day. What a day.
What a day. Listen, it always, I always love that every Monday that we can help the other one spend money, you know?
I know. It's like a ministry.
It really is. It really is. So... All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder, our newest Patreon is on Barbie. We talk about the Barbie movie, and I thought it was a really fun discussion. So that is out on Patreon right now. And then we have our live Q&A for August is coming up on Tuesday, the 22nd. So those are two things to put on your calendar.
Yes. And I actually, I won't get into that, but my sister was trying to make plans for that particular night. And I was like, that's fine. I will do that. But I have to be back by 8:30 for the live Q&A.
Priorities.
So we'll look forward to seeing y'all then. And listen, I look forward to whatever college football news we're going to get here in the weeks ramping up to the season, because it just feels like it's just like a switch got flipped a little bit, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it's time. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.